We will now learn the second sikha, Mechilik Yudalu, the second sikha in Pashas Kiseitse, Se'iv Zayin, the hero of the sikha. Mechilik Yudalu, Omid 91. So after the Rebbe explained in the sikha till here, Barichis, the gather of Mechia Samolik, Alpi Pshute Shel Mikra, and why Rashi explained the mitzvah of Mechias together, the definition of Mechias Amolik is that there shouldn't be Shem Amolik Nizkar on a Beheime, and why Rashi mentions only Beheime, Rashi does not mention Migomol Vat Chameir, and why this does not apply by Ademim, for example, a house, a Bais, and therefore there was no problem with giving over Beis Haman to Esther. Now the Rebbe continues with the hero from this Rashi. Siv Zayin, Miyena shel Teira shebepirish Rashi. Mivur bichsidis de klipas amolik ba'aveide hu inyin hakrirus. Like it says in the Pasuk, asher korcho baderech, shemikari reso odom sheleli spoil meyelukus. Umichias zeicher amolik, he alidei ha'aveido de kabola seil. So to understand what the Rebbe is explaining here in this seif, we'll give a short hakdome. We know, we say every morning, gedavening v'choris imi habris, lo seis es eretz haknani, achiti ha'meiri, the sheva umeis, the seven nations which we are mitzuve to get rid of. And Chassidus explains that these seven umeis are connected to Zayin Midas. Every ume represents a different klipa. On top of that, we say in the Pasuk, Reishis Goyim Amolik Vachrisa Yadei Eved. Reishis Goyim means the beginning of the Goyim, the Mokir, the Sheresh of the Goyim. Chassidus explains the Goyim, this refers to all the klipas, to the Zayin Midas, the regular nations. Amolik is the mocker of the Goyim. He's a deeper klipa. He's a worse klipa. And that's why the Pasuk says, Reishis Goyim Amolik V'achnisa Yadei Eved. All other klipas, by the end of the day, like the Rebbe brings down later on, we'll see this Barichis, they will be Nisbarer. It's possible to be Mevarer them. Amolik is a day Eved. Amolik we have to get rid of. That's impossible to be Mevarim. Why is that? So this explains. All other klipas which are connected to Midas, what does it mean Amida? What's the concept of Amida? Amida means, for example, a person has a taiva. A taiva. He has a taiva to a dover gashmi. Why does he have a taiva to this dover gashmi? Because he does not realize the emes. He does not realize that the emes is a lukus, and this davar gashmi is really not a metzias. Therefore, what is the eitzah to take care of this taiva? That when a person will learn chassidus, a person will be mizbeinin in the emes kait of a lukus, that everything else is bottle, and he'll understand it, and this avone vasoge will be made, and his gala in his heart. But derech memeila, so this taiva will go away. Not only the taiva will go away, on the contrary, the same keyach hamisave, the same keyach, the same drive that he used for this davar gashmi will now be transformed to one telukus. And this is how you can be mevarer, design midis, through being mizbeinen. And this is bonin, is bringing down to the heart, bringing down to the world, to the level of midas, and explaining that what the emes is, and when you realize the emes, so maybe this drive which drives him to the taiva, drives him to the covid, or drives him to other inyonim, will be transformed for good. And that's what we say, lasid love in the pasuk, cause efech el amim sofa brurul likrikulom, b'shem Hashem. Lasid lovey, all the amim, all the nations, which also refers to the Zayin Midas, will be nisapich. Oz efech el amim, will be the ishapcha, chasheicha l'neheira. Amolek is reishis goyim. He is above the goyim. he's a whole different kind of a klipa. A molek, his chisorn is not a chisorn of knowledge. He knows exactly what's going on. Yideya esribeinei. What is a molek? Asher korcho baderech. His Indian is to cool a person off. You know the emes and you are misbeinin, but he doesn't let you be nisaided. In the world of other midas, it's a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of feeling. So the male, when I'll be misbeinin and draw down the isbonenis to elam amidis, I'll be nisaided and change. He, bekavone, purposely, does not let the person be nisaided. Not because he doesn't have what to be nisaided from. He has what to be nisaided from. He knows the emes. But his thing is to make a split, to make a cut. That's why he says in many places in Chassidus, that a molik is miloshin miliko, that lidu in the beis hamikdash, you make milike, you cut off, you separate the head from the entire body. Miliko means he makes a separation. He does not let you be spoiled. He does not let you be affected. Kritos. And Chassidus goes into a great arichis how he does that. But he works very hard not to let the person be nisaided from his isboneness. This is what it means, asher korcho baderech. What is the eitzah in such a klipa? I understand if I have a klipa about taive, so I understand what the eitzah is. The eitzah is be misbeinin, and the lukus should be felt in your heart, and then that'll be transformed. Well, what do I do with this? So the Rebbe says, the mechia zecher amolik, he al yidei ha'aveido de kabola seil. Kabbalah Seil means, in Yiddish, Azeyonit Anish. This is the way it is. Kabbalah Seil is something which doesn't have any limits. When a person only serves Hashem with the Seichel, with Tam Vodas, Sof Kol Sof, there is a Gbol, there is a limit. And a Molek can stand against it and not let the Seichel come into the heart. Kabbalah Seil is without any Hagbol. It's Lomai Lomitam Vodas. And that a Moli cannot stand against. That a Moli cannot stop. So when a person has the Tnoi of Kabbalah Seil, then he can stand also against a Moli. That's what we find, that the story of Shaul HaMelech, that what happened over there is that the Eibishter told him to kill the entire Amalek and all the belongings of Amalek. And Shaul left Amalek. He left the behemoths. Came Shmuel, and he said, what happened? He said, what do you mean? I told you to get rid of everything, all the belongings. He said, no, I wanted to bring a korban. What did Shmuel say? Ali shmeya mizevach tev ulahakshiv mechel of elim. Kabbalah Seil is the foundation. That's what you were missing. And that's where Amalek comes from. So the way to fight Amalek was at Kabbalah Seil. You didn't have this Kabbalah Seil. You mixed in your seichel, you mixed in your time vadas, and you thought, oh, I'll bring a korban, it makes more sense. Halishmeya mizevach tev. Kabbalah Seil is even higher than bringing a korban. And this is what explains the Chassidus in many places, that the way to fight Kabbalah Seil is not enough isboninus. Shall pi tam vadas. There has to be, the way to fight Amalek is not enough isboninus. Shall pi tam vadas. There has to be the union of Kabbalah Seil. Talk the Rebbe weiter. V'dovar zeh merumis b'pirish Rashi. Now this if is very short and written very bekitzer. We will go through line by line and try to explain what the Rebbe is saying here. V'dovar zeh merumis b'pirish Rashi. Amalek v'reishis goyim, which, like we said before, who are the goyim? The goyim are design umes, design mides. So these are called the goyim. Amalek is the reishis goyim. Zog the Rebbe, Amalek yechelim lifeil. And we're saying Amalek and reishis goyim Amalek. That's the quote of the pasuk. Yechelim lifeil biikir bezeh leumas zeh. Where could Amalek be pale? Amalek could be pale in the levels which are parallel to Amalek. What does it mean parallel to Amalek? B'zayin midis de nevesh olikis, uvechol nevesh abamis.
Like we says in Tanya, v'zel u'mazeh osa likim, which means that in every level of kedusha, there's a level against that in klipa. So b'meila, there's a menagid. Every level in kedusha has the menagid of klipa, and the klipa could be menagid to that level in kedusha. And that's what the Rebbe says. You have the zayin midas the nevesh shalikis. The same way you have the zayin midas the nevesh shalikis, you also have midas the nevesh abamis. And that the klipa could fight against. So amolik, and referring to what we're saying, reishis goyim amolik, so could be pale where, could be pale, like the Rebbe says, be ikir in the zel umas ze, which means in these levels of kedusha, which are parallel to that level of klipa, which is designed midas the nevesh elikis, and ubechol nevesh abamis. Ve'ad, she'ein hashem sholim. Not only could be pale in the nevesh elikis and in the nevesh abamis. More than that, he can also be pale in Shem Havaya, Shem Yud Kei Vov Kei. And before we go weiter to explain the meaning of Shem Havaya, just to mention, the Rebbe's Medayik, Ubechol Nefesh Abamis, because of the Nefesh Elikis, it can't be pale in the entire Nefesh Elikis. There is the Etzem of the Nefesh Elikis, the Yechide Shebe Nefesh of the Nefesh Elikis, where over there there's no Lu'um Masazeh. Over there, there's no parallel level in klipa. Over there, the klipa cannot be menagid. But the nevesh abamis, it can be pale in the entire nevesh abamis. The ad, not only is pale in nevesh elikis and the nevesh abamis, is also pale she'ein hashem sholim. What does it mean, she'ein hashem sholim? Shem yud kei vav kei, we know yud kei is chochma bina, yud is chochma and kei is bina. Vav kei, vav is midis and kei is malchus. What does mean ein Hashem sholim? He's mechalik. He tears apart Shem Vovkei from Yudkei. What does it mean? Like we explained before, what is the inyan of Amolik? He does not let his bonenis be pale on the person in the midis. He cuts off the midis from the mechin. What does it mean l'mailo? Ein Hashem sholim. There should not be the full shame. Yudke vovke. Yudke should be not nim. Should not be nimshach into vovke. There should only be yudke as a sahayer, a separate inyan, not come down l'mato. That's what the pasuk says in Parshas Bishalach. Ki yod al keis yudke. And that's what the Rebbe says here. Rak yudke v'lei vovke. What's the vovke? The zayin midas the l'mailo. The same way we have the midas of the nevesh elikis, we have the midas lemailo, and that's what Amolik differentiates. He divides the yudke from the vavke. Another thing that's brought down, ve'ein akise sholem. The pasuk says kiyod al keis yudke. Usually, the word case is spelled kof samich aleph. But over here, it's case. Kof sam. What happened to the aleph? Who's the aleph? Aleph is the Eibishter. Alufei Shaleilom, the master of the world. Ein akisei sholei means it's spelled case below aleph, which means ein alufei shaleilom nigla be'ahelim v'kisui de'ho'ilom. Case means covering. What's the covering? Covering means the velt. The world on its own is covering an elokus. What's the aveda of Ayid? To bring the aleph into the case, bring the aleph into the world. He does not want you to bring the aleph into the world. He does not want to bring the yud k into the vav k. Ein alufi shel elom nigla be'ahelim v'kisui de'ho'elom. And now it's very gishmak. The Rebbe explains b'kitzer the shayches from the posh to pshat to the pshat al pichsidis. Kisei means a chair. But over here we're saying kisui means the world, a covering. What's the shaykes on these two inyonim? Because the world is also called a chair. Like it says in the pasuk, Ashamayim kisi v'haoretz hadayim ragloi. Kisi means a chair, and hadayim ragloi is a shrafraf, which means a small chair where you put your feet on. So the truth is the world is a chair. But what kind of chair? It's a chair, Ashamayim kisi, the Eibishter's chair. Which means the world is a chair which is not, shouldn't really be mechase. The emes is it's a chair of the Eibishter. The emes is that the lukus, the aved of it is to bring a lukus into the world. Hashamayim kisi. But when you don't connect
the Aleph to the world. So then it becomes a case, Miloshin, not Miloshin, a chair of the Eibishter, Hashamayim Kisi, rather it becomes case Miloshin Kisui, a covering. And there's a differentiation, a separation from the Aleph to the case. So we understood how it's in the Midas of the Nevesh Elikis, how it's in the Nevesh Abamis, and how it's Lamayla. Ube Adam, and in the individual levels of a person, Hareze Ish V'Isha. What's the level of Zayin Midas? It's called Ish V'Isha. What's Ish V'Isha? Ish V'Isha, the Nikro Keinal Shem Hamides. We know there's a few names, how a few titles we call a person. Odom, Ish, Gever, Enish. Odom, a person is called Odom al Shem Aseichel. Ish, a person is called Ish al Shem Hamides. Amida, which the Mida is combined of two parts, the Mashpia and the Mekabel. That's Ish V'Isha. Uchsheheim bikatnus areiz eloil v'yenik, which means a baby. There's two levels in Midas. In the Lashon of Chassidus, there's Midas, Gadlus Hamidas, and Katnus Hamidas. The Midas there, which are on a higher level, will not go now in great length to be Masbir, but in Kud is there's the Midas, the way they are, Nathan of Gadlus, where they are more connected to the Meichin, and there's the Midas, the way they are, on a level of Katnus, where they are less connected to the Meichin. In short, Midas, the Katnus, are Midas which are more connected to nature, the teva of the person, and Midas, the Gadlus, are Midas which were created al pi seichel dike Midas, which are not bound to the nature of the person. So, individual, and when we go in Biprotius in detail, we say Ish V'Isha is an older man and a woman, which is the Midas on a higher level. When the Midas are on a lower level, we call them Eilel V'Yenik, like a baby. This is all what Amalek is Menagitu. That's all going in the Seder of Rashi, what Rashi says that we have to kill Me'ishad Isha, Me'Eilel V'Avyenik, because the Midas of the Nevesh Elikis in its different levels. This is where that Moly could be menage, the zelu umaze. Some prince of Lekutisichet, it says, Vaiter ubenefesh elikis shalei, it should be, the Aleph has to be a base, ubenefesh habahamis shalei. In the nefesh habahamis of the person, we say the loshen misheir ve'atse. What does it mean, misheir ve'atse? This is very referring to the nefesh habahamis, and we learn in Chassidus that there's different kinds of nefesh habahamis. And in generally, the nefesh habahamis is divided in two categories, sheir and aseh. What are the differences of a sheir and aseh? The Alter Rebbe explains this on the Kutei Torah, the famous Maimir Odom Ki Yakriv. A sheir refers to the nefesh habahamis, the way it's betekef, powerful. A sheir is a sheir, nagach is kicking. Aseh, the lashon is a very tamed and quiet animal. The Alter Rebbe writes, Kalam Berachmonus. Even the way he screams and the way he talks is very, the way he sounds, his voice is very, very edel, very sensitive. He's a Baal Taive. But that's already not such a powerful type of Nefesh HaBahamis. So that's all in the room is in the word Mished Ve'atse, which means Betekfo. You can have a Nefesh HaBahamis, a very powerful one. A Bechalishus, a weaker one, Bekatnus. That's all different. That's all Merum is the Lashon of Rashi. What Rashi says, Mi'ish ve'adisho, mi'elo ve'adyenik, mi'sheir ve'atzeh. Velochin tzorech limchei zezecher amolik mi'ish ve'atzeh, which is Meramis, the Yena Shalteira Meramis to the levels of the Nefesh HaLikis and Nefesh HaBahamis, which the Amolik is Menaget. So the Rebbe weiter. V'chivon, sheyesh pu'ula asu b'chinas amolik bagoyim, sheharei ureishis goyim, v'gam ze tzorich limchis. Which means, we mentioned before, amolik is called reishis goyim. What does it mean, reishis goyim? The source of the goyim. The goyim is referring to all the Zayin umays. What's reishis goyim? The beginning of the goyim. He's the mocker of the goyim. In other words, Amalek is the Sheir Shumakir of Yeshis, the Sheir Shumakir of being Menaget Elokus. When it really comes down to the Goyim, to the Sheva Midis, when it comes down to more an individual Protisdik way, which will be, can and will be in his Nisbar Elosid Lovey. But Amalek does not let that. when a person has the klipa of Amalek, even when he has an individual midas ataiva, Amalek, for example, Amalek will not let it be nisbarid. Therefore, we also have to erase this inyan of the goyim. In other words, not let Amalek to be mashpia on the goyim. Because when we take away Amalek from the goyim can actually be nisbarir. And that's what the Rebbe says, v'chimon sheish pu'ulas u'bechinas Amalek ba'goyim, she'arei ureishis goyim, v'gam zet zorich limchis, u'bifrat shalos idlovi nemaroz efech ilam im sofa berur olikri kulom b'sheim Hashem ulov ishchem echot. Which means that what? That los idlovi the goyim will be nisbarir. Therefore, we cannot let the goyim, even in yonim of klipa, we cannot let them be affected from Amalek. Lochein nemar bikro, gami gomol ve'ad chameir. The posik, like mentioned before in the sikha, says gomol ve'ad chameir. Gomol ve'ad chameir, the difference of sheir and se, and gomol ve'ad chameir, because sheir and se is referring to the nevesh habamis. When we're saying gomol vat chameir, is already referring to the klipes. They're already chayis tom, not they're already tom the kechayis. They're already referring to the real klipes, not only to the nevesh habamis. And therefore, the pasuk says we have to erase Amalek also from gomol vat chameir. In other words, that they should not be the pu'ula, the effect of the goyim on the other klipes. And the Rebbe adds on, "Masha'in can be pidish Rashi, she'in yonei hashayich lipshutei shel mikro," which means Rashi, like mentioned before in the Sikha, does not bring down this part of migomol vat chameir. So the Rebbe al pshutei shel mikro, the reason is because it's self understood. Once we already mentioned the sheir v'atzeh, there's no reason to mention migomol vat chameir. But in yeno shel teira, the reason why it's not mentioned the inyan of migomol, why it's not mentioned migomol v'at chameir, why Rashi does not mention that. Seemingly, what the Rebbe is saying is, this is already a chiddush. To say that the Amalek affects the Nevesh Elikis, to say that he affects the Nevesh Habamis, that's something we can understand also on the level of Pshutei Shel Mikra. But to say that he's ready to understand this inyan, his reish is goyim, and he's affecting also the klipis, and affecting the Zayin Umeis, this is already more of a pnimis de keringin, that's not shaykh so much al derech hapshat, and therefore Rashi does not bring that down. This is all the lu'um hazeh, the zeh lu'um hazeh, that Amalek could affect, be menagetu. Av b'chinas deimim, she'yaveda de kabolas eil, like the pasuk says, im le'shivisi v'deimamti. Deimamti means I'll be quiet. Deimim, like a deimim is quiet. What does it mean, aveda sashem? The inyan of bitl v'kabolas eil, I'll be quiet and do what the Eibishter wants. Bo zeh ein la'amalek achizo, ve'adarabe. Ali de bechinas kabolaseilu bitl nasis mechia zecher Amalek gam ibchinas ish ve'atzev nase Hashem sholim v'akisi sholim. This is the reason bipnimi so in yonim. Why the Rashi does not bring down the inyan of Damim, the inyan of a house of Abayis. So it, before in this sikh the Rebbe was mazbir barichas and pshuti shel mikra. That in Pshutishal Mikra in Yonim of Nechosim, things which are not chai, there's no union of Mechias Amalek on that. In Yeno Shel Teira, the Pshat is, we talk about Adamim, Kabbalah Eil, Amalek Taki cannot be menaget to that. And therefore, where do you have to fight Amalek, where you have the level of Ish, which is Midas, Sheir Vatzeh, all connected to Midas, Damon, Amalek can't fight that. Not only can't fight that, but when a person is Me'eir within himself, the level of Damon in his Nefesh, the level of Kabbalah's Eil, and again, why is that called Damon? Because physically, Damon Begoli is the lowest madrega there is. There's no chayitz in it. It's Damon, it's a rock. It can't talk, it's not growing. You don't see a life in it. Kabbalah Seil Bechitzenis is also
the lowest darge. There's no seichel, there's no regesh, there's no feeling involved, no seichel involved. It's a union of daimon. He's just doing it. But really, the shadish of Kabbalah sails very, very high and very, very deep. And therefore, it's unlimited and nothing can stand in its way. So when you are me'eder, the daimim shebin nefesh, me'eder, the Kabbalah sail shebin nefesh, this takes care also of the Ishvi Isha, takes care also of the Midas, that it should be Hashem Sholei, that it shouldn't be able to be Menaget in the Midas either, and it should be able to be Mamshech from the Meichin to the Midas. This is the Heiroh from the Rebbe in the Siche. It's important to mention that this Seif is was written the Ksaviat Koche from the Rebbe from beginning to the end, and it's a very geschmacker Yeno Shel Teira. The Rebbe takes the Rashi, the Pshutish Shel Mikra, and connects it to the whole Inyan of Klibos HaMolek and Midas, how explained by Ariches in Chassidus. Hatzlocha, Rebbe.